I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We are now into the month of March, and it is time for the annual March Sportsman's Sectional Meetings in West Virginia. We'll talk about what those entail coming up in a moment. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. The annual Sportsman Sectional Meetings are set for March 13th and 14th, and DNR Wildlife Section Chief Paul Johansson tells us that's a much-anticipated event for the agency.
So this is an opportunity for the agency, for the Division of Natural Resources, to present its proposed hunting, trapping, and fishing regulations for the upcoming year. In the case of the hunting regulations, we actually are floating out proposals for public input that will be put into place this coming fall hunting season. And then for our small game seasons and our fishing regulations, it's for the following year.
Last weekend, DNR's presented those recommended changes to the Natural Resources Commission, and now they're seeking your input.
We will be posting them online and making them available, try to get as much information out to folks as we can. We'll also have copies of those proposals at each of the 12 meetings. So we try to make that information as available as we possibly can. We're putting the final touches on them right now. We had a commission meeting last weekend where the commissioners, we advised the commissioners of what our proposals were. We're making a few minor adjustments, and then we'll be posting those on the website as well as having hard copies available. They'll also be available at any of our district offices or at headquarters. Folks can just give us a call. We'll mail them out.
And you get a complete explanation of all that's happening and all that they're wanting to do, and then offer your feedback on it at these meetings. It's part of the public record and part of the decision-making process.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll present all of the proposals and make them available for comment. If people can avail themselves and come to the actual meetings that we're hosting, we'll actually have flip charts and we'll be recording information that way. If folks don't have that opportunity but do want to look at the proposals, they certainly have opportunity to look at them, make their comments known, turn them back into us, and then we compile all of that information, all of those comments that we receive, and make them available for the commission's review.
The questionnaire includes questions about the proposed changes, but also a few opinion questions, often formulated by the commissioners themselves.
The vast majority of the questionnaire are the proposals, but there are also some selected opinion type questions that we provide as well for the public to review and provide us with their input.
Those meetings are on the 13th in Grafton, Martinsburg, Elkins, Beckley, Milton, and Caro, and then the meetings on the 14th are in Triadelphia, Moorfield, Sutton, Lewisburg, Logan, and Parkersburg. You can get the location of each meeting at the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov, or by contacting your local district office. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.